Let us pray once more. Almighty God, this evening we have listened to many words. We have sung many words. Now, in our time of prayer, we come to sit in the quiet without words. Candles are lit, and there is peace in this place. But in our world, there is darkness and an absence of peace. We pray silently for our world. And we light a candle. In our communities, there is struggle and despair. We pray silently for our communities. And we light another candle. In our workplaces and schools, there is fear and anxiety. We pray silently for our workplaces and our schools. And we light another candle. And finally, in our families and amongst our loved ones, there is sadness and illness. We pray silently for our families and loved ones. And we light another candle. Holy God, this Advent, we long for your kingdom to come and for this world to be transformed, for it to be on earth as it is in heaven. But the glimmerings of that new world have also to become real in us. So come, our Advent God, with a promise of a new birth in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our service will shortly be coming to an end. On Christmas Day at 10 in the morning, half an hour earlier than our normal Sunday morning worship, we will hold our all-age celebration service. I invite you to come. If you are able, you'll be very welcome at either or both of these services. However, if you're not able to join with us, then let me wish you and your loved ones a very happy Christmas and every blessing in the new year. Stephen's going to bring our final reading to us, and I'm going to ask him if he wouldn't mind coming up onto the platform to read that for us.